Hello and welcome to the Dreamer's Path podcast, a magical, inspirational space for wild-hearted creatives to lean into living the life we desire, to activate more joy, passion, and possibility, to reawaken our imagination, to reconnect to our true nature, and to remember that we are more than enough to achieve our dreams. In today's episode, we're going to explore uncertainty and how to befriend it by cultivating a creative, curious, and courageous mindset. To me, uncertainty is so often about projecting into an imagined future. But because human beings are wired with a negativity bias, we often envision worst-case scenarios on an almost apocalyptic doomsday level. I know I do from time to time. But often when we do this, we're not living in the now and in our present reality. We're fortune-telling and predicting, even though none of us have a crystal ball. Really, the best cure for this, then, is to sink into the here and now, to root ourselves here and focus on what we can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. To seek out things that nourish our mind, body, and soul, like meditation or singing, rather than doing things that cause us to numb out, like endless scrolling or having another glass of wine. Uncertainty, though, does not have to be scary and something that we run away from. I believe that it can become our friend. The next time it pops up in our lives, we could choose to see it as a golden ticket and an invitation to be curious, to cultivate an optimistic mindset, and to be confident in our ability to handle any challenges that come our way. Unfortunately, though, uncertainty often triggers us, leading us down a pathway of fear and self-doubt. But uncertainty can actually be a thought-provoking fuel that propels us toward knowledge and wisdom. And it's good to remember too that without uncertainty, there could be no creativity. If everything was fixed, certain, and known, there would be far less scope and freedom for our imagination to wander and wonder. Life is all about uncertainty, failing forwards, failing better, and taking lots of little calculated risks. And I really think that falling in love with, or at the very least accepting, the wobbly, wonky, no guarantees imperfectness of life can help us to become more empowered. Very often, gaining knowledge, educating ourselves, and proper preparation and planning can be an effective antidote to feeling uncertain, giving us a roadmap to follow in case different scenarios unfold. But a lot of the time, uncertainty is just an uncomfortable feeling, which makes us feel extremely vulnerable and exposed, causing us to hold back from throwing ourselves into our life and even our creative projects. But before we embark on anything, whether a new friendship, a relationship, or even a job, we don't know how it will turn out or what will happen. Before we create something, whether a poem, a painting, or a piece of music, we don't know what the finished work will look like or how it will be received. But if we stay stuck at a crossroads because of this, we let fear and uncertainty win and we go nowhere. We sink into the boggy ground of uncertainty and do nothing. And worst of all, we don't even appreciate the present moment because we're spending our time predicting all that could possibly go wrong in a fictional future. The only thing we can be certain of in life is ourself, our values, our passions, and our core essence. Those things that would remain even if everything else was taken away from us. So what are your key values? What are your passions? What soul-deep characteristics define you? No matter what, these things will stay with you and give you certainty. Sometimes too, when we feel uncertain, we look outside of ourselves for advice, for guidance, and even for a leader. I've done this myself on a few occasions in the form of seeking reassurance from others if I feel uncertain or worried about something, asking, what would you do? What do you think? What do you think I should do? Seeking advice from trusted experts and from people you respect and know have experience in those areas you're uncertain about can be really helpful and, of course, is essential in many instances, such as in relation to health issues. But very often, though, we operate with a low-level background hum of uncertainty, believing that anyone and everyone else will know better than we do, which simply isn't the case. We need to practice tuning into our inner wisdom and trusting in that a little more. We are the leader we've been looking for, and within us is the source of certainty that we've been searching for. I've often found too that no matter how much reassurance I may get from others, I might still feel uncertain until something clicks into place and I remember my metal and connect with my inner steel, knowing that deep in my heart that whatever happens, I'll handle it. Uncertainty is a natural part of the human condition, but it doesn't have to be a bad thing. We can reframe it differently and train ourselves to seek certainty from within, drawing on our reserves of inner strength. Remembering our strengths and character traits will help us face the future with fearless optimism, even welcoming uncertainty with a knowing wink and a smile. Uncertainty can be positive. After all, there's a reason we don't skip straight to the end of a book before we even begin reading it. If we knew with certainty exactly where each page turn was leading us, we'd simply be robbing ourselves of the thrill of adventure that only an uncertain journey can lead us on. If you enjoyed the Dreamer's Path podcast, please leave a review and connect with me on Instagram at rrobinsonwriter. Then head over to rrobinsonwriter.co.uk where you'll discover my blog and more inspirational content. You can click to subscribe to my mailing list to receive a free ebook created with the intention of awakening your magic and activating your potential to live and achieve your dreams.